Once in a while, you need to let people know how special they are. Because sometimes people don't have any idea just how good they've got it. And look at those people. Look at everybody in this room and you say, my God, I appreciate you. Have you told those that you live with, those that you work with, those that you see week after week, Sunday after Sunday, have you ever just said, God, do I appreciate you? And you make a difference in my life. I think it's time we do that. I really do, because people say it's Thanksgiving time, and Thanksgiving time is the time that we thank God. But it's time that we thank the Spirit that abides, that we abide with. Not only do I thank God, but I thank God that He abides in you and allows you to do the things that you do and live the way that you live. I want you to know from the core of my spirit and from the depths of my heart, I appreciate the God in you. I really do. And thank you for living the life that you live. Thank you for doing the things that you do. And you are making a difference. And the world is a better place because of you. Find three people right now. And I want you to find it in your heart. Say, my God, my life is better because of God in you. Oh, no, you got to be serious about it. Because how can you give thanks to God who you can't see? How can you appreciate God who you can't see and you can't thank the people that abide around you? You mean something to God and you mean a whole lot to me. I appreciate you. Do you have any idea what you sit with? Look at the person that's sitting on the side of you. Just look at that person. Do you have any idea what it took God to get that person in your life? I mean, it took a miracle to get you to sit where you're sitting at this time. My God. If the devil had his way, he'd have you in someplace else. But God, by His grace and mercy, put you together. And a lot of times, the closest thing you're going to see of Jesus Christ are the individuals that He placed in your life. That's one of the things that we don't want to forget. Many times people say, I thank God for my car. I thank God for my house. There's always something to be thankful for. And one of the things that we can't ever, ever forget is the people that God's placed in our life that we must show appreciation for. It's Thanksgiving time. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. For all things are for your sakes. The Bible says, for all things that these guys are talking about, He said, listen, all that we're doing is for your sake, that the abundant grace might through thanksgiving of many may redound or rebound to the glory of God. That thanksgiving of many may abound to the glory of God. Also, let's turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Everyone, will you do me a favor this morning and just shout out the word grace? Just shout it out of your mouth. Just say, grace!
Grace!
One more time.
Grace!
Grace or thanks. Usually when you get a good meal and you bless that meal, what do you call it? Grace. And grace is the same as what? Giving. Now, why don't you read it this way? And great thanks was upon them. Now, isn't that crazy? And great appreciation was upon them. Oh, my word. Can I tell you something? It's like saying, and God was so appreciative of those people. And I'm here to tell you, if he was appreciative of them back then, and they had that grace, what do you think he thinks about you this morning? Man, you're in here, you're in here thinking, well, it's Thanksgiving time, time for us to sing worship and praise and do all those things. But God wants you, he said, listen, the Holy Ghost is here to tell you this morning, I appreciate you. And great grace is upon you. God is not mad at you. He's looking for a way to bless you. He's looking for a way to show himself strong on your behalf. Why? I don't understand. He just appreciates you. And great grace was upon them. You don't know how special you are to the kingdom of God. You don't know how special you are to Nations Church. You don't know how special you are to God. When you give your attention to God, when you give your heart to God, when you lift your hands in worship, God is just like, boy, do I appreciate that one. And nobody knows how to show their appreciation like God. I'm here to prophesy and tell you this morning, God says, thanks. And when God's appreciative of people, he bestows power upon them. Somebody say, I've got the power of God to say thanks. I've got the grace of God abiding on the inside of me. I'm living by grace, not by faith. God's not out to plop me out. See, that's why people don't understand that we've been delivered from the old law, the curse of the law, and we've delivered, and God's put us under his grace to where we have this big debt that we couldn't cover ourselves, and where we had done God wrong. And we didn't get a smile on his face when we looked that way before Jesus. And it was like, that's the one that destroyed my son. Sin was upon us. We were detestable in the eyes of God. How many of you got some things? Does anybody appreciate roaches? How about, don't you appreciate taxes? There are certain things that are depreciated in our lives. Lack, poverty, sickness. Anybody want a nice flu this morning? Or nagging. Ooh, I just appreciate nagging. Come on my way. But there was a time because of sin that we were all depreciated. But Jesus did something. He got us to the point to where God no longer looks on us like you owe me something. But he looks on us in his eyes. You better understand that God looks on you and he's so glad you are there with appreciation. Does anybody want to learn how to flow in the grace of God? Anybody want to know how to flow in the grace of God, in the ways of God? Great grace was upon us. Great grace was upon us. What kind of flow am I talking about? I'm talking about the flow of the grace of God. God's in a good mood. Get in on it. You're in his favor right now. It's time to ask him for something. I believe you'll get it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And when you study that scripture a little bit more, it said that this is the day. It means this is a hot time for opportunity. This is a hot time of opportunity for you. One thing you're going to find out when you leave this church this morning, that God is in a good mood toward you, and you're going to learn how to pull on that good mood, to pull on that grace by faith and get what you need from God. How do you pull on? How do you grab a hold of the grace and the anointing of God? Notice that they were doing something in Acts chapter 4, 32. They had all things in common. They were in peace. And the first scripture that we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, it says, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through what? Thanksgiving. Grace through thanks. thanksgiving. Tell somebody grace through thanksgiving. What's thanksgiving and grace? Well, grace is God's way of saying, I appreciate you. Thanks. Thanksgiving is your way of saying, I appreciate you. Bless you. Thanks. What does it mean? The word thanksgiving in the Bible is Eucharist. Has anybody been Episcopal? I've been Episcopal. And they would use the word Holy Eucharist. It means worship service. Worship service, a service of worship. So that word, whenever you see the word thanksgiving, it means worship. Worship is not just an attitude. It's an attitude that acts. There is no such thing as being in thanksgiving. Notice that the word said Eucharist. What word do we get out of Eucharist? Isn't charisma in that word, or Christ in that word, or anointing in that word? Meaning it shows. Thanksgiving and appreciation acts. Don't you tell me you appreciate somebody, you never show it. You can tell it. You know, you can tell it. You can tell when people appreciate things by what they do toward it. Not just a little song. You can tell how people appreciate God in the way in which they worship. It's the only way you'll know. I love Jesus, but I can't come to church. No, you don't. You can't keep yourself away. The Bible says those that love him, obey him, and keep his commandments. Appreciation shows itself. Don't be afraid to let your little light shine. You better let your little light shine. And I tell you what, you better forget the little light, because the word little light ain't in the Bible. It's a light that consumes all darkness. You better put on the floodlight. And you better put the floodlight on the light of God. It's the worship of God that abides on the inside of you, shown forth. How do you expect God to show forth his grace if you don't show forth your appreciation to him in worship? The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. How do you know why did they say he inhabits? He demonstrates himself when people worship him with all of their heart, soul, mind, and body. What does that mean? I will praise you with all of my heart, all my heart, mind, so, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? All of your heart. What do you mean? That means in your spirit. All of your what? Soul. That means you got to get soulful with it. I mean, you got to get Motown on it. You got to get spiritual with it. But it's all right to, you got to get emotional with it. Well, you need to keep that in your spirit until it happens in your natural sense. That's called renewing your mind. How do you know when you've saturated yourself at just the mention of his name? That just the mention of his name would cause just a little bit of emotion to come out. What does it mean when somebody talks to them and say, you don't mean a thing to me? When you people get into relationships and the relationship's over and they walk out the door and they don't even shed a tear. Somebody say, they don't mean nothing but a thing, but Jesus is more than just a thing. It's something that's worth getting emotional about. Work on it until you start to get some emotion. There's nothing wrong with emotion. God bless you with those emotions that you might express yourself in him. Soul and body. So this word grace is charis. It just basically means gratitude. Gratitude. Now look at chapter 13, verse 43. I don't want you to look at this word grace the way that traditional people look at it anymore. Don't look at it that way anymore. They've made it religion, just religiosity out of this thing. I want you to know that the grace of God is the charis of God. It's an active force. Jack Hayford said something in June of 28, 1994, and the Holy Spirit brought it to my remembrance, and I was able to find it. Can you believe it? I found it in my notes. I don't know whether he told it to me personally or whether it was when we were at Christ for the Nations or whatever it was, but I wrote this down. It says, grace is the moving of the Spirit on my behalf. Write that down. Grace is the of the Spirit on my behalf. And he said, call out to God for grace or a moving of God. Call out for a visitation of the Holy Spirit. But in Acts chapter 13, verse 43, it says, listen, stay in the grace of God. Write that down. Stay in the grace of God. He warns the saints here. He says, now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them. Isn't that a trip? He had to persuade them. He had to actually persuade them. That's how saints are sometimes. Now listen, I persuade you. Let me convince you. Let me do whatever I have to do this morning. I want to convince you to continue the grace of God. Continue in the grace of God. And I speak that prophetically to you this morning. I don't have to yell that to get the point across for you to stay in the grace of God. Holy Spirit was on my heart heavy, and I was just looking at some things on TV, and he let me see. Man, things have gotten crazy. Our culture is bizarre. It's almost a nightmare. These are the last of the last of these evil days. This is a rough time. This is a rough season. You better stay in the grace of God. Stay in God's favor. Now, He wouldn't tell them to continue in the grace if they didn't have an opportunity to stop the grace of God. Stay where God, stay in the line of God, stay in His favor, stay in His grace. Don't do anything to get outside of God's grace, His unmerited favor. I will continue in His grace. Why? Because you're saved by grace. Did you know that? It's the anointing of God's appreciation. It's His heart. It's His attitude towards you that saves you. And you've made a little law out of it. You made a religion out of it. You've missed the whole spirit of the whole thing. It's a personal thing. Your salvation is personal. It's not a contract. It's not a law. It's not some doctrine. We've taken it and made it a little Calvinistic or this. Forget doctrine. Hang it up. Jesus, your relation, personal thing. And it's all based on the grace of God towards your life. You are saved today because He cares about you. That's it. Every day. Every day and every moment, He has a heart towards you to where He shows Himself strong on your behalf. He chooses to love you. He chooses to lavish His grace upon you. Don't forget that. And this grace, this appreciation. And that's what gets me about people. People don't ever get to the point to where they can ever say thank you to anybody or to anything, more or less God. Can't take, 7 days of the week, you need to take one of them out just to live and say thank you. Especially when your whole life and all of your salvation is basically based on that same attitude. God appreciating you. Grace. We are saved by grace. Well, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Acts chapter 15, verse 11. We want to make Jesus real. He is real. But we want you to get religion out of your head and get the word in your heart. Somebody say, my relationship with God is a personal thing. He said, listen, I've got faith. He says, I've got faith that through the grace. Now this look, grace is grace. Are you understanding this? And see, many people just read a word and they don't have any understanding of what that word means, no revelation of what the word is all about. He said, listen, by this grace, God's thankfulness toward us, I have faith in God's love toward me. Well, save means more than just get a ticket to heaven. Save means more than get a ticket to heaven. Saved means prospered, healed, delivered, set free, wholeness of your mind, wholeness of your spirit, deliverance. Say, I believe in the grace, God's attitude toward me, and that's how I'm saved. I'm going to put my faith in the grace of God. The Bible says that those that come to God must also believe that He is. And not only that he is, but that he is a what? A rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Get your faith in the grace of God. When you find out what God thinks about you, you'll have a long, it'll be so much easier to receive. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll feel better about others. You'll get security. You'll get confidence and you'll get hope. I'm saved. Develop a new dimension in the knowledge of your salvation. That's how you're going to be able to come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. That means you have confidence. I'm going to pull on my favor. Stay in this grace of God. Keep it hot. And one way that you can keep your grace and your favor of God hot is continually worship. Continue to be thankful. The Bible says, how shall we escape? And another word to be exchangers, escape is basically, how shall we be saved if we neglect so great a salvation? You know, in the Bible it says in the last days, the love of many will wax cold. The love of many, it means that relationship of grace and thanksgiving. It'll grow cold. People will develop a religion instead of a love toward God. That's why we sing songs to seek your face and not your hand in different things. So one, we know that one, we are to stay in grace, which means that you can get out of grace if you want to. And also say that why do we stay in grace? Because we want to be saved by this grace. And we can get into this grace, Romans chapter 5, verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into what? Grace. See, man, you got to use this faith that you have with God, confidence in the word of God, but you got to understand where to place your faith. We have access. Romans chapter 5, verse 2. By Jesus Christ, we are accepted to God the Father by faith. You're going to find out when it gets to Thanksgiving, it's going to turn into a little bit more than a turkey. You're going to start to think about where you're standing, that you're in the favor and you're in the grace of God by faith. And you're going to start to pull on that grace and pull on that anointing. So how do we get into this grace of God? By what? Faith. How do we get into it? How do we get into the grace of God? Hey. Now, in Romans chapter 6, verse 1, stay in the grace of God. That's Acts chapter 13, verse 43, that you are saved by grace. Acts chapter 15, verse 11, and that you access grace by faith by Romans chapter 5, verse 2. Don't grieve the grace. Don't grieve the grace. Reverence the grace of God. I see the grace of God. We can, when people are talking about living by faith and walking by faith, you understand that, you know, God has favor. He'll do certain things that you'd never imagine him to do when you stay in the grace of God. And listen, when you live the way that God wants you to live and you abide in his principles, you stay in love with God, guess what will happen? You don't want to sin. You don't want to turn to the left nor to the right. You want to stay right in the light of God. You want to keep the light of God shining in your heart. Shall we continue to do whatever we want to with this favor? Listen, because God loves us and because he cares about us so much, we just can't do anything with ourselves that we want to do with ourselves. You know, many people that don't understand grace, people that made a law out of this instead of reading it for what it says. They don't understand that they got a relationship that they want to keep hot and that they want to keep strong. And you don't want to do the wrong thing. You want to abide by the Spirit, the anointing of God, that this grace, this supernatural force, it's the anointing of God in demonstration on your behalf, would not be grieved by us wanting to do necessarily everything we want to do. Verse following what the Spirit of God wants us to do. Don't grieve the grace of God. Why? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Write this down. The grace of God can make you. But I want you to know that the grace of God can make you. Whatever He wants you to be, God can make you that. Grace in vain. God loves you. Use it. Don't waste it. Use this grace. You think He was talking about letting the light shine within us? Let the light shine. Let this grace of God, this charis of God, this charis that's on the inside of us, shine through. Don't let the grace of God in your life become in vain. Greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world. Don't let it become in vain. Don't just live like everybody else. Don't let it be in vain. Grace is bestowed upon you. And it's a power, it's an anointing, and it's a force. They flowed in this grace throughout the Bible. They would follow the grace of God. They would go to different cities and the anointing of God and the power of God would be in demonstrations that for the grace of God was within us and the grace of God was for us. Was the grace of God for you? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to allow this grace to become in vain? Or are you going to let it shine through? We were worshiping God and I saw a group of people. And all of a sudden, they all just start to glow amber and yellow. And they say that that color represents glory. But I saw this glow. And I'm wondering what this glow is. Guess what it is? It's people finding about the grace of God that's within them and letting that grace out. And not allowing the grace and the favor of God and the anointing just be used up for you and yourself. But letting other people see this. Don't let your light out. I'm you know, the Holy Spirit was in prayer and He was just talking about the virgins and the oil that had oil in their lamps. In the last day, some of them just lost it. How many virgins was there? How many virgins was there? How many ran out of oil? How many ran out of oil? Five is the number of grace. Whenever you read the Bible, in the reference to the number in five, always represents grace. There were 10 there. Five ran out of what? Oil, so they couldn't light their what? Lamp. Their lamp went out. God is speaking to us about grace. In the last days, the love of many will wax cold. You can't find a Christian anywhere. What do you mean? You can find someone that says they go to First Baptist or even Nations Church or anywhere. But a Christian isn't just necessarily what believe you are, whether you're Buddhist or Muslim. Come on, we need to get beyond that. A Christian is somebody that's anointed with the presence of God. Somebody with a grace on the inside of them in demonstration. Christian means anointed one, rubbed on, speared in, pushed in, crammed full of the glory of God. Christian. In this last day, we can't find Christians anywhere. Thank God for some of you. My Lord, thank God for you people. That when I need an anointing from the Holy Ghost, I can get one. Thank God for all that God's done. You better thank God that somebody still got some oil in this last day. There are a whole lot of waiting on Jesus with no oil. Can't nobody get no light from that? God said, keep your lamps trimmed and burning in the last day. That means keep the grace of God and the glory of God shining. Somebody else needs it. God wants us to light the world up. Be a light to every generation. I mean, this place is getting darker day by day. Moment. I mean, you find young people. I mean, for the first time we've had people, a woman was 40-some years old, almost 50, had never been in church in the Bible Belt all of her life, a day in her life. Then you got some others that have been in church all their life but have never been in the presence of God. These are the last and evil days. Yeah. Time that we let the grace of God. Said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. How do we lift Him up? By worshiping and praising Him, and the glory and the grace of God shines. Grace. grace. If the apostles about it, he said, it's by the grace of God that I am what I am. And what was he? He was a great and mighty soul winner. Wrote all these passages of scripture. How did he do it? In Christ alone will I glory. All things I count but loss depend on this grace. Walk in this grace. That is prophetic word to this body. Keep the light of God on. Keep the light of God's grace in manifestation. Be a lighthouse in these last and evil days. My God, it's Thanksgiving and people are thinking about turkeys. I'm serious. Thanksgiving should be the day where they pack into the house of God. Thank you, Jesus. What an opportunity we have to tell people that God is great. Let's stop exalting turkeys and start exalting the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. They just don't know. There are people all around us. And we're in a place, and there are people that don't know Jesus. And worse than that, they don't want Jesus. Do we write them off? Why? They're in darkness. And they'll be in the dark until somebody gets on fire. We need faith. We need a church, amen, that's not afraid to let the anointing of the Holy Ghost stay in demonstration. We can't afford to lose one more. Keep our eyes closed, and every day churches are dying. Churches are dying day by day. The devil's trying to put the light out. But we got to say, no, devil. No, devil. The light will be caught up, not wiped out. Don't let the devil, don't put the light up under a bushel. Let it shine. Let the anointing flow. I have a feeling. But I got a word from the Holy Spirit. There's a louder shout to come. The glory of God's on the way. That within you people is a grace from God that will turn this whole thing around. For great grace was upon us. Why don't you stand and just bless the Lord right where you are? God bless you. I've got grace. Did you hear that word this morning? Did you hear that word? I want you to realize that grace is an anointing. Grace is real. There is a grace of God on you. Stir up the gift of grace. Stir up the gift of grace. Stir up the gift of grace.